Useless, you finally crest the rise on the Neverglow Road. The familiar outline of Bitterton sprawls before you. Nestled against the backdrop of the majestic Boulderfist Mountains, the site brings a mix of comfort and nostalgia. Despite some visible changes, like slightly expanded sprawl outside, the walls and ongoing construction at the gatehouse, the heart of Bitterton seems largely unchanged. If you could please give me a bit of a description as to your character.
My character,
and what he is doing,
is a 5.5 foot tall blue lizard man. Lizard men aren't common around these parts, so he typically, when he's in towns and things like that, wears a robe with a hood on it, tries to hide his features. He's fairly thin for a lizard folk, has long, thin, scaly fingers and toes that stick out underneath his robe, and he wears shamanistic sort of voodoo-esque affectations around his neck and hips and stuff like that, like jewelry made of, like, you know, bird skulls and feathers and, you know, bits and pieces like that. And he carries a harpoon and a net like a fisherman.
So walking quite quickly.
Yes.
You begin to draw closer to the familiar sounds and smells of the bustling frontier town, mingling with a brisk, chilly air that hints at the approaching winter. The final weeks of autumn have sharpened the cold, each morning finding the ground a bit frostier than the last. You find yourself pulling your cloak tighter around you, a small defence against the increasingly cold southerly winds. Your recent travels along the Neverglow Road have been mostly uneventful, marked by encounters of the occasional weary traveller and caravans headed south. Once a warden thundered past you on a horse, his pace suggested important duties beyond your knowledge. Leaving the dense forests of the Shield Alliance behind you, exiting the forests and your homeland, which you've just recently departed, the road has gradually opened up. The pervasive oak trees still flank your path, but more sunlight now pierces through the thinning foliage, lifting your spirits as you approach Bitterton. With the town in sight, you notice a subtle shift in the atmosphere. A bit more tension hangs in the air than the free-wheeling frontier spirit you remember. It seems the town, much like yourself, has evolved in your absence. Eager to reunite with your old friends Ocho, Sorogak, Dana, Merlin, and hopefully Maze, you quicken your pace, ready to share stories of your journey and to find out what has transpired in their lives and any clues they may have uncovered since your departure. So yeah, you make your way over the rise and across the bridge. The river is still flowing quite freely. And towards the gatehouse of Bitterton. As you approach, I assume have you kept the silver coin around your neck along the
top? It'd be now integrated into his bird skulls, feathers and whatnot. So it'd just be like a little, what are those, charm bracelet things that the girls love? Yeah, like that.
But good. Yeah, so you make your way towards the gate there, which stands open. There's a lot of activity happening around, as people say, prepare for winter and the changing of the seasons. You can see that there's a couple of men-at-arms that are standing around near the entrance. And as you approach, they kind of step forward and look to greet you.
Is this a procedure that I'm familiar with?
Yeah, well, it's alien to Bitterton, and it was just newly introduced when you passed through here.
Okay.
But they kind of look to you, and you don't recognise any of them. But yeah, they said, "Halt, stranger, how fare you?"
I am in a hurry.
Where are you hurrying to? Who are you here to see?
I must find my companions.
Okay, indeed. We do have a policy here in Bitterton that everyone now needs to wear a chain with a silver coin.
Yes,
I present around the neck.
Present my.
Oh, okay. I see you've been here more recently.
Yes, I have been here once before.
Well, welcome to Bitterton, and please, come through.
Yep, I'll, tick all the boxes and.
Yeah, you don't get challenged any further as you make your way into the town.
Yep, stride with purpose.
So you enter the square, the main square of Bitterton,
mm-hmm.
and it is, as you remember, it was ramshackle of different stalls.
It is good to be back.
And you can see the long pie inn on the other side of the square, and a familiar sight of Rangrim's Hall just as you enter through the gates.
But you can probably imagine, like, you just hit the main spots, probably Rangrim's Hall.
Probably check Rangrim's Hall first.
You make your way towards the Rangrim Hall, a stately edifice in Bitterson. You use a sense of warmth and welcome, its sturdy foundation of stone and timber accents. You push open the impressive oak doors and you're greeted by the grand two-story hall, its high ceilings fostering an atmosphere of openness, camaraderie. Inside the hall stretches out long and wide, centered around the magnificent hearth that runs almost the entire length of the room. This central feature radiates comforting warmth that permeates every corner, inviting patrons to gather and share their stories. Down the far end, you can see the bar, and also, as you remember, down either side, there are bedrolls and hammocks that are strung up. And it is not too long before you see the sight of your comrades Ocho and Sorogar, who are sitting alongside the hearth in quiet conversation.
Ocho.
Useless! And he jumps up from his chair and runs over and goes, like, to almost hug him, but realizes we're not quite at that stage yet, so just sort of pats him on the arm and, it's good to see you.
I'll take him by the shoulders. It is good to see you.
It's really good to see you.
I have urgent request.
Oh, really?
To Sorogark as well.
Your skills will be needed.
What has happened?
On my way to Bitterton, I came across a tiefling who is being held prisoner. I felt that this was an injustice, but I was severely outnumbered and did not want to fight. I've come to
recruit?
I've come to request your aid to help free this.
And how do you know?
I don't. Oh. But it was clear that this was not a just imprisonment.
Oh, right.
I feel like they were slavers or...
How far out of town?
Just on the outskirts. Sorry.
Just beyond the view of the gate.
I mean, all right.
I suppose. Who captured them? Like, why would we get involved?
It was the Sons of Conrad.
Oh. I thought they'd been driven out of this area.
Perhaps they are making another incursion.
Right, well, we should probably tell somebody with authority then, in case they're trying to take over the town again.
Perhaps we should gather a... what do you call it? A posse?
Sure, well, I guess we'll try and find Rangrim then and let him know.
You said you were outnumbered. How many were there?
That many. Eight of them.
And, three against eight's not great odds.
Yes, but you count for at least two.
Okay, well, four against eight still isn't great odds.
Well, that's why I'm saying maybe we should tell somebody in with authority and we can up our numbers a bit.
Yeah.
So,
and how urgent is this? What were they doing with this captive? Were they heading away to town, closer to town, building a pyre, a gallows? Like, what are we talking about here?
As an aside, it's also heading into early evening.
Fun times.
I am unsure what the fate of the tiefling was, but I feel like it was important.
Eustace recounts what he saw.
I'm trying to.
Which essentially saw a tiefling that was bound and gagged in the back of a prison cart. And there were the guards, in air quotes, were standing around berating, throwing things at it and carrying on, poking spears into the cage and the like.
A prison cart. That's pretty sophisticated for a bunch of assholes just showed up.
Where is Maze?
He was waylaid. He will join us soon.
So he weren't with you when you found this tiefling?
No.
Oh, all right.
All right, yeah, let's fuck it then, okay? Sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's go kill
Let us...
people.
Let us... We don't need to kill them.
I just want to stress, I would like to find Rangrim and let him know.
Yes.
Before we go off gung-ho.
This is a very good idea. Perhaps we should find Dina.
Do we know, have we encountered Dina yet? We haven't seen her yet. Are we the first ones here?
You guys arrived about a month ago.
Oh, yeah, okay. We've just been waiting for everybody to come back.
And Merlin?
Well, she was with Dina. We haven't seen neither of them yet. But, you know, we're coming up to the new moon, so hopefully they come back.
Previously, you would have inquired with Istin about whether he would have any indication as to when or where they may return. And he said the nature of the teleportation or pathway to the different plane, that gem that gave that and opened that pathway, he will get a sense as to when it's been opened. Essentially, he's the tether to where that gem will lead the path back to. So he will get a sense as to when they may be returning, but he has given no indication of that happening.
Yeah, it looks like we're down a couple of numbers, which is why I think we should have a chat to Rangrim.
Definitely.
See what we can do, because they've bolstered security here quite a bit, so, yeah.
Perhaps we can ask the gate guards for help.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What do you mean?
I'm going to run upstairs and grab my armor. It slides back from the table, stands up. You can see he's quite jacked. He's been working out pretty hard over since he was all last. And he walks upstairs. And
before you go, I'm going to take you by the shoulders. It is good to see you again. You look more powerful.
All right, get your hands off me. Turn around and walk upstairs.
Right.
It fills me with confidence.
Yeah, I would try not to engage him too much. He's just a bit short these days. And I don't mean, I know for you metaphors are a bit lost, so I don't mean short like height-wise, I mean he's brief in his conversations.
My time with Maze has helped me gain more perspective of your warm-blooded mannerisms.
Well, I'm glad you're acclimatizing to our customs.
Okay, yeah, it's not long before you manage to buckle on your armor and come back down the stairs.
So you see Sorogart coming back down the stairs, and he is, you know, he's a hobgoblin. He's tall, he's orange of skin, black of hair. It's got a short beard and a top knot, and he's just tied his hair back, so it's all, you know, in its right position. He's wearing... He's not dressed like a common hobgoblin legionnaire. He's dressed in like a piecemeal of armors, like some of it heavier than it should be, some of it lighter, all in an attempt to maximize protection and mobility at the same time. He's got his ornate sword strapped across his back and a kukri hook knife crest, you know, behind him on his belt. You know, he comes upstairs with a confident stride, like he's ready to start kicking ass and stacking bodies. And he's full of menace as he comes down the stairs.
And in complete contrast, Ocho is a young dwarf male with a mop of curly auburn hair and a little curl of a auburn goatee on his chin. He's wearing very simple clothing, looks like labourer's clothing. He wears a shirt with his sleeves rolled up and a vest. But you can see he's pretty jacked. You can tell that he's done some physical labour, but, you know, it doesn't look like he's a warrior, per se.
Okay, yeah, you assemble in front of the hearth. Finish off the last bites of meal that you were having. And yeah, you said that you wanted to find Rangrim.
It is good to see that we have all grown and evolved in the past 6 months.
Right.
Have I grown?
You look more confident. And
we were expecting that.
So scan around the bar, around Rangrim's Hall, looking through, you know, there's quite a few people actually have taken up shelter in Rangrim's Hall of late, as the winter's starting to set in. And you see Thovet, the dwarf who's kind of like Rangrim's offsider. He's busy himself looking after patrons or taking care of orders and things like that. If you'd like to, yeah, approach him.
We're looking for Rangrim?
Aye, look, he had to leave town. He's gone up to the main. He'll be back. He'll be back the day after tomorrow.
Right. Who controls the city watch?
Well, they're kind of, you know, under his orders, of course. What seems to be the problem?
We've just heard talk of the Sons of Conrad setting up
Those bastards.
Yes.
Yeah. They're back.
Like, on the outskirts of town, they've taken someone captive. We thought it might be best if we just amassed a force to sort of get over
well,
there.
Well, how many of the bastards? Because, you know, we know they're not high in numbers, so surely there can't be that many.
There were 8 of them, but they were armed well. And they seemed organized.
Is there something that we can, you know, it's coming night. Is there something that we could wait till the morrow?
I don't think so. Perhaps we should use the cover of darkness to gain the element of surprise.
Alright. Okay, well, if you go to the southern gate and look for Bruce Loin. He's quite adept at getting through the night, you know. So perhaps go and talk to him and tell him I sent you. And he can go along and perhaps bring a couple of the militia with you.
This sounds like a good idea. Is there something I can give him?
No, it'd be fine. Just tell him I sent you.
Who's this guy again?
Thorvind.
Thorvind. And we're going to find...
Grustalin.
Grustalin.
Mm. All right. We must find this Grustalin. Am I saying that right? Grustalin?
Oh, it sounded right to me.
You got it.
How will we know them?
Just go and ask at the gate there. I'm pretty sure he's on watch.
Right.
We have doubled it since the business with the werewolves and, you know, the culty thing.
Yeah. Well,
so we've got plenty of guard.
All right.
Let us go.
Yep.
I feel like every minute we stand here chatting is not a minute that tiefling's going to get burned alive.
You quickly make your way out of Rangram's Hall. It's towards the southern gates of the town. You can see that there's a handful of guards milling about of different race, like a couple of humans, a dwarf. Yeah, just in general conversation. They don't seem to be paying too much attention to their duties, and there's a couple of people drifting in and out, you know, farmers, things like that.
Is there any of you named Grustalin?
The dwarf who's leaning on a longsword, he looks up and he says,
that's me.
Thorvind told us to talk to you about getting your help and going to kill some...
What? Helen?
No, the sons of Conrad have kidnapped somebody or like taken them hostage on the outskirts of town, and so we're just trying to amass some numbers. Yeah, just to...
Back. Well, we definitely need to go and have a look and see what's going on. Custer, look after the place. Custer, look after the place. Durabun, you come with me. Let's go. Let's go and have a look. Come on, take us where it is that you saw. You know, perhaps we can have a little bit of an observe first and see what they've been up to.
Yeah, I would imagine reconnaissance stealth would be...
Indeed.
Our first step. Because we don't want to be alerting them and maybe have one of them run off and get more numbers coming back and whatnot.
You are right, Master Dwarf.
There's a reason we're going as a prisoner, right? Urgency.
Yes.
We don't want to be tiptoeing around while someone's getting killed, right?
Hey, if action's required, action shall be done. But, you know, caution. These sons of Conrad bastards, I don't know if you heard, but they can be quite nasty fellow. Nasty sort.
So can we all. Let's go.
Yeah. As the moon rises, let us vanish into the obsidian embrace of this night.
As you are spouting your wisdom across the group, Grustalin and Custo grab weapons from the armory, and you start making your way from the southern gate that you are straight up to... Hang on a minute. Back to your mouth. Never eat
sort of
pigs.
The western gate.
Now, soldier, everybody.
Yeah. How many guards are coming with us?
2.
Is that including, what's his face? Grustalin?
Grustalin and Durabun is the one that is coming. The sun has now disappeared behind the Boulder Fist Mountains. The long shadows are cast across the landscape. You make your way over the bridge onto the Neverglow Road and start picking your way through the trail towards the area where Useless saw, in a clearing off the main road, the grizzly scene. So it's not too long. It takes you about an hour into the night.
Can I do a perception check? Just keep in sense of what's going on around us?
Certainly can.
14.
Okay. Yeah, as you make your way along, you don't seem to feel like there's anything, you don't notice anything untoward happening around you. And you get closer to the area or the where you found that little trail that led off to clearing. And as you start getting closer, Ruslan says,
I know the little path through here. A lot of the travellers use it just to nip off the road and freshen up before they enter town. So I know what it is. Let's have a look, hey. Any of you, you know how to, you know, move quickly.
Oh, that's not me. I'm a bit clumsy.
Yeah, good enough. Let's go.
I am okay at it.
Okay. I'll take off my backpack and put all my shit down in a little pile and get spear in my...
I will get a stealth roll for...
That's just bad. I got disadvantage because I'm in armor. 10. 23.
9.
9. Are you going along? Or are you staying behind?
Actually, I'll stay behind. Yeah.
So you make your way up to where this little trail shoots off. It's like a little game trail that peels off from the main road. And you wait there at the intersection of sorts as the rest of the party of four.
Staying alert.
You make your way into the game trail and off. So either side of the game trail, quietly moving through the foliage. It's not long before you see the flicker of firelight coming from the middle of the clearing. And you can see that there's bedrolls that are laid out. And there, as you get a little bit closer, you can make out that there are seven humanoid forms that all seem to be sitting around this campfire. Some of them are leaning down. They seem to be having a good old laugh and then telling tales and stories and having a drink. And you can see... just on the other side of the camp, you can see what is a prison cart. It doesn't look very well made. It's kind of ramshackle. It's wooden. It hasn't got any iron bars or anything like that. But in the back, you can see a prostrate form that is curled up in one corner. And, yeah, there doesn't seem to be any beasts around to pull the cart. You take stock of the rabble that are lying around, and you get the sense that they're kind of rabble. There seems to be a little bit of an absence of leadership. You see spears and lying around. You catch a glimpse of one of them wearing a tunic as he goes up to relieve himself on the cart. And it has the crown of thorns on the tunic of the Sons of Conrad. They seem like a fairly undisciplined bunch.
All right.
Can I get closer? I would like to get closer.
Okay, you can get closer.
I would like to get as close as I can.
As close as you can to what?
To one of the guards.
Yeah, how far away are they?
Yeah.
Right. So they're probably about 60 to 80 feet away. You're in the outsides of the clearing.
Yes, I need to be much closer than that.
Okay, yep. So you can start making your way closer to the edge, and you probably get within 40 feet. Get another stealth roll for anyone that wants to move closer.
Oh, unlucky.
Burnt my natural 20 on disadvantage. I got another 10.
Okay.
I got a 17.
Okay. Yeah, they seem to be too self-involved, as far as you know, to notice anything useless. You do hear a bit of a clang of a scabbard on a piece of metal come from Sorogat, but they don't seem to have noticed. Ruslan and Dorobin seem to be moving quite adeptly through the night, and they're on the opposite side of the game trail that you guys are on. Ocho, see them peel off into the darkness, but... you pretty much can't hear anything where you are.
Just stay alert.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I reckon we could break. I think we should pick one or two off before we assault.
I'd like to try to assassinate them.
Or to incapacitate them, yes?
Sorogat just grunts.
We should keep at least one alive.
You see, Ruslan kind of looks over, tries to get your attention. See, you're getting his attention.
I think he wants us to withdraw.
Right.
Are you going to?
I don't know yet. I reckon we could break the lot of them. They look really undisciplined.
You see Ruslan point towards the cage,
and kind of hug himself in to give like a symbol of safety, kind of betraying that the, you know, the person that we're here to rescue, potentially rescue, is currently seems safe, and that, you know, perhaps it should withdraw.
I think he wants us to withdraw.
Fine.
I will acquiesce.
You peel back to where Otto is. And Grissel says,
I think, you know, not that I'm scared of a fight, but if I can avoid one, I will. Because, you know, pointy swords can kill you pretty bloody quick. I got some spears there. Even if they're no good, you can cop one and you'll be dead. What I was thinking was, wait until they have a few more drinks, and then we can go back and potentially free your prisoner friend.
What?
Before.
How long do you think that'll take?
I don't know. They look fairly settled. Some of them are lying in their bedrolls, having a drink, having a chat. What do you think?
I reckon they look super undisciplined. I think we could just break them.
They
look like the type that'll spook at loud noises.
Well, I don't know about that. It's, you know, there's a risk.
You cut two down, the guys in the bedrolls aren't going to be like, hey, we should get out of bed now. They're going to be freaking out.
Oh. Look.
They are zealots. The rational mind might not be their default state.
We've come across these guys before, and they just straight up killed innocent people to try and get to us. I know you weren't there for that, but it was quite harrowing.
What are you talking about?
We would have discussed it on our 6-month road trip. Our Thorshan road trip. So, before we reunited with you, we were trapped in a tower by magic. We couldn't escape. And a group of the Sons of Conrad came outside and told us to come out. And when we told them we couldn't, they thought we were lying. And so to persuade us to come out, they just started killing innocent people in front of us.
They executed them.
Even better reason to start cutting these assholes down.
Well, I'm just saying, don't underestimate them.
Eight, you know, there's an opportunity here to, we know we have to deal with them one way or the other, because we don't want them near Bitterton, and we want to know what they're doing here. But in regards to the safety of whomever is in the cage there.
Do you recognize, is it a male or a female in the tiefling?
I couldn't tell. Did you see when you first saw them?
It was a tiefling, I believe, a female.
Not, like, noticed this person before being so close to town? No?
No.
Right.
All right, look. I trust your instincts.
You are both seasoned warriors. I will follow.
I ain't no seasoned warrior, but I just don't want to put my neck on the line unless I need to.
You visibly see Ocho look surprised when Sorogark acquiesced to authority of somebody else.
Well, it wasn't his authority I was acquiesced.
Right, so let's just pull up and hide a bit, maybe.
Well, I imagine they'll probably have somebody on watch.
Is not going to like
potentially
that.
Potentially, like, you know, doing rounds or whatever, so.
Whatever you think, you know.
Look, I'm not as stealthy as most in my armor, so.
I wasn't going to say, but. And Durbin pops up and goes, you were making a right racket. And Grislin goes, all right.
That's. Look, the front line will probably start wherever I'm standing. So why don't I just get up as close as I can? And when the shit hits the fan, I'll get in there and I'll start making a mess of things.
Well, okay. Plan B, perhaps.
And then when and we let them drink at the same time is what I'm saying. I'm not saying we're ignoring your plan. I'm saying I'm happy to let them get drunk. They did look really undisciplined, and maybe they'll get that way. Maybe a couple will fall asleep. But I don't want to be standing 100 feet back when the shit hits the fan. I want to get up as close as I can.
Yeah, I want to be standing 100 feet back when the shit hits the fan.
Okay, then. Sure.
All right, it's going to turn around and throw his hand back over his shoulder. Fucking idiot, and start walking away.
Stealthily, or just...
Yeah. So I'll get as close as I can without
triggering the alarm.
No, no. So it doesn't work like that.
I know, but you're right.
You tell me how close you want to try and get.
As close as a 7 will get me.
So it's about 100 meters in the opposite direction.
I am so rock.
I am so great.
Fire.
Warrior does not sneak.
It's a human flashbang.
Okay. And you follow or you're staying with the rest of them?
I am going to try and sneak around the outside.
Okay. And opposite?
Yeah, like circumnavigate the camp.
Okay.
As quickly yet stealthily as I can.
Okay. You hear everyone here, sorry about, clank off and stomp into the bush.
Oh,
into the shrub.
No.
You see, they're
only wearing medium armor. I'm not like...
No, but you're trying your best, but I think your motivations are focused elsewhere.
This is also true.
Subtlety is not what we associate Sarakok with.
You can see Durbin kind of grinning his teeth under his beard and like...
Well, I guess we're having a fight then. My vulnerable beard.
Yeah.
I take that bloody armor off. You might be all right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, I'll go behind the loud one then. And Gooslin.
Hey?
You go with the skelly bastard.
All right.
So, yeah, you split up separate ways.
Yeah. So my plan is to go around the outside of the thing and try and get to the cage.
Outside. Oh, yeah, okay. Yep. Give me a stealth check.
Woo!
It's an 11.
Yeah!
Five from the loudest people in the land.
Lion's Knight. I am the Shadow Lizard.
Just a lizard.
Yeah, it's just a lizard.
Sorry, guy, can you give me a perception check, please?
16.
Okay, you hear the sound of someone coming behind you.
Yeah. Right.
You can assume you don't know who it is, but someone's following up behind you.
I'll turn my head and have a look.
Yep, Durbin's there.
Okay.
He's kind of cranked his crossbow. And he's coming up all hunched.
Has he got one of those windlass ones?
It's not a heavy crossbow.
That's a trebuchet.
He has a catapult.
Oh my god. I want a hand trebuchet.
It's called a sling.
I say, you know, if you're going to be shooting, hold back a bit. You have to be right behind me.
It's all right. Jeez, all right. Come on. We're here together. I'm not going to bloody shoot you. The amount of noise you're making, I thought I'd better get...
It's not what I meant.
I thought I'd better get ready because of the amount of noise you're
what
making.
What I meant was, you know, if they confront me, I'd rather they not see you standing right behind me. Then you can get a sneaky shot off.
Hey, all right.
And kind of peels off.
Right. As he knows, he's self-aware that he's not as quiet as he could be.
All right, I'll show you.
So the dwarves have just gone, yep, I'll follow that guy and I'll follow that guy, and just left. And I'm like, oi, what am I doing? I guess I'll just try and creep forward as much as I can. I guess I'm guarding this bit.
We're looking after the bags.
No one told me what to do. I will just go forward.
Okay, give me a stealth check, please.
No, that's not going to be good. Ooh, 11?
Yeah!
Ninja party.
Pushing through the brush.
Tree.
I can't see.
The point's not.
So, despite what seems like to your, even to yourselves, your noisy approach, none of them seem to have.
They're too drunk. Thank God.
I am until.
Oh, the sounds of the fart.
Snap out of my ass.
God.
So sorry.
Perception, please. Roll without notice.
Oh. I think so.
You hear from the other side of the camp, over the din of the crackling fire, and you've kind of filtered out their jibes and their conversation. You hear a loud snap, right, Twig. It seems really out of place. And you also notice that the rest of the camp kind of stop and turn in the direction of where the little game trail was where you came. Yeah, you're in fairly bad shape. Kind of slumped up in the makeshift prison cart, still with your hands tied quite tightly behind your back, somewhat bruised and battered. The snap of the twig is everyone, actually, except Vacho. You see the entire camp kind of go stop what they're doing and turn and face towards you, Sorogark and Durabin, and they go, what was that? I don't know. And they kind of, a few of them kind of sit up and start to look around a bit and pay a little bit more attention to what's going on. It was a very obvious
snap.
So when you say the sound of a broken twig, it was him, like, you know, punching a tree down.
I'm imagining, like, it was a branch that fell down quite some time ago. It was fairly thick, but it's been now dry, and you just happen to pick the thick one that makes the loudest snapping sound to step on. Or it might have been like, I'll take this little step here, because it looks nice and soft and quiet, but
then
you lost
kick this tree.
And then you lost your balance and had to take that extra step. And it just went, shh.
Right, so can they see me? Am I relative?
They don't seem to, because they're probably, their night vision's probably not quite adjusted yet, because they've all been facing the fire, so they've kind of spun. Some of them are looking you in your general direction, and a couple of people picked up, like, so one of the soldiers has picked up his bow and knocked an arrow.
How far away is he?
He's on the other side of the camp.
How far away is he?
He is about 40 feet.
40?
Yeah. And another one has kind of reached down and picked up a spear that he's sitting next to.
All right. I'm going to literally enter my battle trance. Use my bonus action to dash. Thump my way through the camp and just... the guy with the sword, just clean him out. The guy with the bow, sorry. Clean
it
him.
Is beginning.
Okay, so... Well, we happen to be in initiative, seated in initiative order.
Sure, motherfucker.
We need to know what your battle trance is like. You have a think about that while I set up the board. All right, so in...
No, which is the guy with the spear? Who's the guy who's not... Who's the other guy who's not spry? Apparently armed, while the rest are not armed.
The one that is standing pretty much in front of the entrance into the...
Okay.
Number 5.
Okay.
So 4 are lying down, 4 are standing. And the one near the prison cart has picked up his bow. And the one near the entrance to the glade, yeah, he's stood up and picked up his spear.
All right.
So you burst out, away you go.
I take a moment, take a breath, and my movements become more fluid. I use my bonus action to dash as part of my battle trance, and I'm going to use a full 60 feet to get in behind the guy with the bow. So I'm literally going to run through the camp. And they're just, you know, I'm expecting everyone to be like, holy shit, where's this big, massive warrior coming from? And as I get through, I'm going to, like, just cut this guy down as best as I can.
Okay. Where are you going?
Okay.
You sprint through the middle of the camp. Acrobatics is fine.
Perfect.
You sprint through the middle of the camp and surprise everyone.
So my acrobatics was, and if I'm using my sword, I get a +5, so it's 24. So as I flip over the hitch, as I'm literally upside down, I'm going to bring my sword up under his chin.
Communion attack.
19 plus 8.
Yes, that hits with precision.
And I'll hit him for 7 plus 5, 12 depth.
As you're soaring through the air, it kind of goes like a Matrix slammer. I managed to bring his sword up underneath his chin and take the front of his face off.
He slices off the front half of his head.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Just goes.
The tiefling in the cage just goes beneath my bag, just like.
And there's this permanent gaping surprise on the part of the face. It flies into the...
Take it easy, Desi.
Yep.
So I land on the ground, and I stand up, and I go, I am Sorgark the Twos, and your days are over!
Do we all hear that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure everybody heard that.
Well, I didn't hear the branch snapping, so I wasn't sure.
Well, you stood on it. So.
Oh, no, I thought it was him.
No.
I thought it was me. Well,
I thought it was me, too.
Yeah.
It's my fault. Yeah. Sorry. That was a stealth roll.
Whoops.
You have stared in wonder upon your last dawn.
Oh, no.
Okay. Initiative we go. Useless.
Okay. I'm going to run in.
What is he doing?
I'm going to run in, use subdual damage, and just put this guy who is asleep.
Well, he's not, but lying down.
Oh, okay. Thought he was asleep.
No, they're all prone. No one was asleep.
All right, well, I'm going to make him asleep then.
Okay, sleep, so, sleep. Yeah, you've got out of...
I cast sleep with my fist.
Burst out of cover from within the trees.
Yes.
And approach.
Yes.
And...
Duk, 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 duk. And I boot snoot.
Work with me, man. Okay.
Big old fisty boy.
Okay.
Here it comes.
All right. Advantage.
Ooh.
He's on the front.
Okay, that's better. 60.
Yeah, that hits.
Yay.
I stand over him and thump him in the face.
Yeah, I get a D6 for my thing, and that's 2.
Okay.
Is he asleep?
He is not. He is very much awake now.
His eyes are like,
this is this lizard bearing over him and like licking your eyeball, teeth showing, snap, snap.
You know what?
Whap.
Fuck it.
Fuck what?
I'm gonna bite him.
Is that a bonus action?
It's a bonus action.
You go,
bam. Well, that didn't work. Well, land me.
Like, onto his hands.
No, he's prone, so. Yeah, that's a bit better. That's a 18.
Yeah, then.
And a 1d6, and I'll heal 5.
5 coins?
No, I'll deal 5 damage, and I gain 2 temporary hit points. Is that
from
right?
The warm blood flowing from his face into your gut. He lets out a blood curdling scream. Sorry, guy.
So quickly scanning the cage situation. Yeah. Is there a way to open it quickly, or
like there's
a woman's tied inside?
Yes.
Then is it like locked, or is it just got like a pin in it, or like?
It's just got a pin in it.
All right, so I'm gonna use my bonus action to grab that pin and rip it out. Assuming it's
the same step to get to.
That's okay. It's part of my movement. I'll leap up on the cart and grab that pin, rip it out.
Yep.
And then I will leap towards the guy furthest to the right.
Furthest to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
One.
Okay, the standing. Guy.
Yep. Standing guy.
Looking wide-eyed, trying to find his weapon. Yep.
And I'm going to cut off his leg above the knee. Just bring my sword down two-handed.
Meanwhile, I'm cowering in furthest away from the opening as possible while he's doing that, because I'm terrified of what this person is.
His and face goes flying.
I'm like this.
Snaps the pin. Kicks the door open, and the door goes,
yeah.
And then he just goes,
yeah.
So I got a, 24 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
And I got 10 damage.
You take a slide on the grass on Monday.
Yep.
Slices clean through his knee, and the leg separates, and blood just goes,
anime style.
Yeah, just goes, and he collapses onto that side and then falls over white and shot. He just pillies out in the grass.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4 on the back.
You mean athletics? Acrobatics.
Acrobatics, even better. So I got advantage on acrobatics.
Ooh,
I can add that number to it. So I got 9 + 4 is 13.
Backflip?
Paco.
I'd like to think that he goes to the relatively just like relatively just full scorpion.
It's relatively risk free.
A backflip.
Like a backward roll, maybe?
Sure.
No, you fucking spin
backflip.
It's risk free.
It's not risk free. No,
it's not like I'm dodging a.
No, no. As in, doing a backflip has risk. It's quite an acrobatic.
I've got well above a 10.
All right. Convinced. All right. You don't quite stick the landing as much as you would have liked.
Right. Still impressed.
Yeah.
It's dark, though. Nobody saw.
Right. I'm standing over this guy with my sword like above his head.
Okay.
Hearing Sorakark scream his name and the sounds of battle, I'll go, oh no. And I will
never gone anyhow.
I will move forward. What can I see as I move forward into the clearing?
Yeah, so you come out of the clearing and what you can see is the beginnings of combat chaos. You see Useless to your right is latched onto the face of one poor soul who's lying on his bedroll. And just standing over him, near there is another human who has his spear, but he's pointing it in the direction of where Sorogat. You just see the end of him landing a backflip, departing the location of some fool lying on the ground, holding his leg as he's bleeding on the ground. You can see a panicked look in the faces of another human that is standing on the opposite side of the fire, while the ones that are on the ground sort of looking bewildered, looking to get up and somehow engage the madness that has suddenly unfolded before.
All right, surveying the chaos, I will stretch my hands out and do a motion and shoot a magic missile into the one that Useless is biting.
Can magic missile do subdual damage?
No.
It's force, so...
You can aim for the feet, though, like you can...
No. Pull his legs off.
You can't do subdual damage with magic.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll aim one at the one that Useless is biting, the one that's in front of me, and the one that's lying down, like, still in his...
One each?
Front. Yeah, one each.
Do your magic missiles look...
They look like little comets, but they are purple and pink, so, like... As you imagine, a comet goes from like yellow to orange. You go from purple to pink instead. Oh, sorry. The first one takes 2 points of damage. The second one takes 3. And the third one takes 2. And then I roll to see whether or not my wild magic surges. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
So I'm going to die.
I'm in danger.
Yes. Alright, so I rolled a 1, which means my wild magic surges. And the consequence of that is... Oh, I am frightened by the nearest creature until the end of my next turn.
Oh my gosh.
No, is it the dude on the ground?
The one straight in front of you.
Not dead.
Yeah, that's kind of waving a spear around, not knowing who to attack.
Yeah.
So frightened means that you have to move.
Yeah, it just means I can't move closer to them.
And disadvantage, and like,
yes, yeah, just disadvantage, yeah.
Yeah, so you step out of the out of cover, I'll launch your magic missiles into the fray. As the entire glade lights up in different colours now, with the firelight from the middle and then the orange different glows originating from Osho's hands.
And I saved on my magic save to see if I get damage, which I don't, so I'm fine.
Great. To you. I won't say your name. Creature bound in the back of...
Okay, yeah. So while I'm in there, I have noticed that the door's open, right? But I'm
absolutely
still bound. Did you say my feet were bound or they're loose?
They were bound.
Okay. So I can't really do much. I guess, can I use an action to try and...
You probably would have tried that a fair bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can possibly roll.
To...
You can try and roll.
Roll out.
Out.
Yes.
Worm along the ground.
Oh, do the worm.
That's the most stylish escape ever.
I'm out.
You have to stand up and spin and then...
Do the old spinneroony.
Okay, what I will do is I have a bonus action, which is going to be... So in her really terrified state, she will say a small prayer, like in her head. She's just like rushing prayers through her head right now. And it's going to send out a ward, technically the spell sanctuary, for Sorogak, because he's the nearest to me. So technically until the spell ends, targets you. So any creature that targets you now has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
And so on a failed save, they either have to choose someone else or lose the attack against him. It doesn't protect you from any area effects of or explosions of fireball.
So no verbal or semantic or anything?
No.
Just a prayer?
Mm-hmm.
In your head. Okay.
And it lasts for a minute. So that's my bonus action.
That's nearly 10 rounds.
It is.
Okay. That's kind of my bonus. And then, yeah, I guess I'll try and like...
Give me an
roll.
Athletics or aerobatics. Aerobatics?
Aerobatics. I'll do Cirque athletics.
Cirque du Soleil.
That's a 10.
Yeah, you managed to roll pretty close to the open carriage door, but you don't manage to make it the way
out. Get out.
Yeah, you call forth a prayer from your goddess. Yeah, envelop protection magic across the... Yeah, the what seems somewhat psychotic hobgoblin savior of yours.
I think it's more of like an accidental thing. Like she's just asking for help, like from the goddess, you know, and it's just kind of like something's happened. Yeah.
Now, Sorogak looks anything but psychotic. His movements are
very
deliberate,
but
more murderous.
From my point of view,
very murderous.
Yeah. Less psychotic, more sociopathic.
Very calculated, very. He's making like, no mistake.
He's starting the Sherlock Holmes thing in his mind.
Yeah. Sat there and...
Break solar plex. Cut off below knee.
That's right.
Yeah. Cut off face. Backflip.
Left foot to rear of axle of cart. Remove face.
Just as a...
Discombobulate.
Above table thing. I might need a bit of patience getting used to someone with so much different mechanics than what I've been playing.
This is why you should have played a human fighter.
Still need to learn it.
You do have to make a save for withering.
Oh, yes, thank you. D10?
D20.
Oh, that's
normal save.
No, this would be 11.
11, yeah. 16.
So you're fine.
Thank you.
Your prayer to your goddess, yeah, blesses you with favor and envelops one of your protectors with protective magic. Okay, you see crossbow bolts come flying out from cover. Your companions that accompanied you to come and aid you with the escape attempt. So they both fire crossbows into the fray. You hear this. You don't probably in the midst of combat. Some of you might hear it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Come from the bushes where...
I fucking hate crossbows. That's pretty strange. Stupid gnomish contraption.
And then there is another twang from behind you, useless, as a crossbow bolt goes sailing through the middle of the glade and doesn't find its mark. So, the sons of Conrad in disarray.
Just notice the music is very... Yeah. Yeah.
Sons of Conrad, to the best of their ability,
stand... And ready to face the chaos.
Can they roll to see if they can get out of their sleeping bag?
No.
God damn it. I think that would be funny.
Would be.
Get me the fuck out of.
We've got runners!
One, as his comrade's face lands right next to him. In the bedroll, seeing Sorogak standing poised to... Cut another one to ribbons above.
Fetrol slanted on his face.
He jumps out at light speed or as fast as he can muster and runs off into the forest as quick as his legs can carry him. The other with the spear was already standing there
looking frantically around at someone to stick it in.
Right, right.
Sees you, Otto. Come.
Oh, not Otto.
Come from cover.
Yeah, I look pretty good to stick it in.
Yes. That's what she said.
I'd spear that one.
And he does. Yeah, he steps forward and... Oh, he doesn't step forward. Oh, he does step forward 5 feet.
And tries to
shish kebab you with his spear.
I'm very afraid. Big
What's your armor class?
Nine.
Fuck.
Nine. Squishy boy.
He's very squishy.
Very squishy.
Ooh. Let's get you a metal hat or something.
You see, the attack's just about to miss you, but it manages to catch Totai from the top of your shoulder as the barb digs in.
Can I cast shield as a reaction? Bring my armor class to 14.
And it bounces off the shield, doesn't it?
Just reflexively, he puts both of his hands up and a magical barrier just sort of surrounds him.
Withering, so...
Give her a chance.
Cool. And that's not a kale of magic.
Technically it is. We're fine.
Okay. Two for two. Oh.
And yeah, as it comes towards you, I'm imagining something along the lines of Batman and the drug that Scarecrow uses.
Oh, yeah.
From the fear that you feel.
You're very afraid, yeah.
His face is like...
Maggots pouring out of his eye sockets. This one here spends an action scrambling for his sword, and the other one over the other side of the camp scrambles as well to grab his bow and arrow.
And number Uses. Five, guy five, who's in front missed. Of me?
Yes, he frantically tries to fight you off with his fists, that is all that he has available.
And bite his fists.
What's your armor class?
15.
Yeah, he manages to punch you square in the jaw to make you release off his face. And you take 3 points of damage from the punch in the face.
That is just disrespectful.
You just tried to chew his head off.
Just trying to save your life.
From here.
Better to be eaten by me.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah, so it jaws and you go, wham, hits the bottom part of your mandible. You take a step back. All right, over to you, Useless.
Yeah, now it's my turn. I'm going to thwack him with the less pointy end of my stick.
Okay. Subdual damage again?
Yes, I'm going to use both hands.
Okay.
And give him basically a butt stroke with the tail end of my spear.
Okay.
Now, he had the wherewithal to stand up, so I no longer get advantage. And that'll be... What's his AC?
What did you roll?
Not much. Well, 6 plus my attack, which is some.
I helped you.
Brother, which
is a number.
Algebra.
8 in total.
Okay.
Algebra.
Yeah, you swing the butt of your spear towards him, and he manages to check it with his hand, his gloved hand. And it doesn't do any damage.
Bonus action play.
The ASMR of that.
It's got to land in the bucket to count. That should have
worked
first one.
Yeah, that's not going to do it, man.
Yeah, okay. It does a big palm off, which deflects both attacks.
Somebody help me from this thing.
Sorry, guy. All right.
I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm going to kick this guy's feet out from under him.
All right.
So make an athletics check. Yeah, shove attack. I got a 10.
7.
Okay. Kick him off his feet.
Didn't even see you come up behind him.
You can make an opportunity to have this dad if he likes as I step over here. Actually, no, I didn't. Fuck his head off.
So he doesn't get a chance to attack?
No, I stayed too close.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm going to chop this guy's head free from his shoulder. By rolling a 26 to hit.
Yeah.
That's my... An 8 plus 5 is 13, Darren.
Yep, okay.
So I come in low, right, like a snake, and then just kick this guy's feet out from under him, and as I stand up, just bring my sword down on the top of his head and cleave him in half like a coconut.
Otto, standing in front of you, you are... Covered in Ezra.
As I finish that, I'm going to turn the other guys and be like, drop your old weapons or you will die where you stand.
So you are covered in brain matter and viscera as the head splits like a coconut in front of you and a sword slices down. Yes.
Yep. Thank you. So there's only two left standing?
Yes.
Yes. He's making a runner for it. I don't know. Well, I wouldn't be able to see him and it's dark now. He'd be well out of my field of vision. Yeah, okay. I will do something I don't normally do, and I will run up to the one that's attacking Useless and pull out my battle axe and attempt to give him a chop.
Trying to save this man.
Too late.
Not for a six. Yeah. So I run up with it sort of over the top of my head, going, and then I trip. And it glances off.
You still lead with your feet?
It comes in cursing. I'm in trip.
Into the dirt it goes.
Yeah, so when that fails abysmally, I will drop my battle axe and instead I will burn 2 sorcery points and grasp this guy's foot, because I imagine I'm pretty close to the ground right now, and I will cast Shocking Grasp as a bonus action.
Yeah.
12 to hit?
No, unfortunately. Manages to shift his foot out of the way just as you go to grab it.
I don't have a wild magic surge and I save on my withering, so we're all good. But I fail abysmally. I'm feeling very out of my league.
This crackling light just goes, crumbles across the floor. Over
this was a good plan.
Unnamed creature in the cage.
I'm just trying to flop out of the wagon?
Yeah, sure. Flop out of the wagon. That is not a euphemism. That is not a euphemism.
What's that right. Title of your sex tape?
Flop out of the wagon.
God, that's terrible. So do I do another another athletics, right?
Yeah, or acrobatics.
10.
Okay, yeah, you managed to roll out of the cage and...
Oh, okay.
Somewhat, if how a log rolls down the hitch.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit like that. But then you're like...
And then I'm just like...
And land in the dirt in between the hitch.
Yeah, I don't really think it's worth trying to do anything else right now. Yeah, prime.
That's pretty much
if
it.
That's all my action. Does it count as action or movement if I try and wiggle away?
You can wiggle, but that's your action. You're
Okay. So I'm already... I've done as much as I can.
Crossbow bolts come out from cover around you once again. So near you, Useless. Oi. Good shot. Yeah, no, sorry. Number 6, I think it is. Takes a bolt to the back.
There's more of them! There's more of them!
Sticks out from, the liver area. This bolt appears in his back.
Oh, and then looks like it hurts.
Ooh. And then a shot from the other side comes... it's an advantage, actually. The bolt lands near the one that is prone behind yourself. Oh, sorry, go. But doesn't actually catch him. Bad guys. Okay, the one that was cowering that you stepped over now stands up and runs directly into the bushes towards me. Yep. As does...
Can I, from my yelling at them to, drop their weapons and surrender, can I do like an intimidation check to see if I can keep them from...
It's probably unnecessary.
From
I'm running away. Sorry,
I don't mean to cower them into fleeing. I mean cower them into be like coward, like oh fuck, then like too scared to run.
That ship sign.
Yeah, you cut a dude's face off.
They all want to die. That's too
shock and awe, mate.
Shock and awe.
The one they run is alone.
The one on the...
Just give me the
western side.
6?
Yes. Also turns and flees at full pace into the forest. Oh, he's...
Run?
Yeah,
he's gone.
Sorry, the one that's lying prone behind Sorogark stands with his sword now in hand, which he recovered in his last action, and with you somewhat facing away from him, out of sheer panic, just out of the swing. Yeah, having felt some holy power kind of flow over you, just disband it immediately through your rage or through your murderous focus.
No.
How much?
17.
In his panic, he manages to catch you with his longsword.
Okay.
And do 2 points of damage.
Oh, he's fucked.
It was actually quite a skillful attack, you notice.
Very nice. Now die.
But yeah, it just manages to nick the top of your thigh. And the one in front of yourself, useless.
Mm-hmm.
In an absolute frantic panic with no idea what left to do, he just lashes out trying to punch you. And frantic attack. And manages to collect you. And do 3 points of damage.
He's trying to help him.
He's just doing these haymakers, and he just seems to be landing. Whack! Whack! Ah, oh, get this thing!
Just a wizard.
All right, I'm going to move around to...
You step around.
Mm-hmm.
Panicked. Silence, Conrad.
I don't know if flanking is a thing, but it just seems like a good tactical choice.
Yeah, you step around him, and yeah, he's certainly confused. Having enemy on either side of him.
And once again...
Just very confused by this dwarf that has failed to hit him and then just touched him and nothing's happened. This lizard.
Went to grab his foot. He's on what?
This lizard stepping around. I was like, is that...
yeah, so I'm going to hold the business end of my spear, of my harpoon, and swing it like a baseball bat and just try and bludgeon this guy with it.
Okay. All right. So, subdue all again?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
I get advantage because he's flanked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
14?
Yes. It whistles through the air. Yeah. As the air splits through the tines. Have you tried it?
Harpoon.
Harpoon?
2.
And it takes a stinging 2.
Go to sleep.
It takes a stinging 2 through his trousers. Sorokak.
I'm going to change my grip to one-handed. I'm going to grab this guy by the neck, try to grapple him.
Okay.
Got an 11.
No.
Doesn't work.
No, he manages to fight you off.
Well, that's bullshit. Then
it isn't. He manages just to fight you off. You reach out and cry to grab him, and he wrestles your hand out of it. He's surprisingly got more strength in him than you thought.
So while he's distracted, I'm going to give the pommel of my sword to them across the temple.
Okay.
Oh! Ah! Hold the shit, one again. 12. Armor class.
The momento. Yes.
It hits.
Yep. It does.
Okay.
Managed to find the separation in his helmet and just clock him right where it doesn't join.
Take 15 points of non-lethal damage.
Yeah.
Bam! The helmet flies
away. And you see his eyes kind of going in different directions, then he just crumples
like a cartoon.
He just spins on his head.
Crumples to the ground into the dirt.
Okay, then I'm going to
sit over here.
Stop! To the guy who's trying to fight back.
Give me... Look, there's no point in intimidating. He's just in a panic.
My intimidation roll 16.
Vanish. Yeah. So, yes. You see as you come up behind him, it's just like shades of white. It's like... Otter.
I'm feeling like more... nervous now that Sorongark has come up, because I know that he's going to be judging me on my fighting and my inability to fight. So just out of pure panic, I'm going to go, wah, and just launch myself at his face.
He gets crash tagged from the side.
Tackle him to the ground.
Okay, give me a tackling to the ground attack.
What is that, athletic?
I think.
Which is what, strength?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, because we're planking.
Yeah.
Good, because that roll was terrible. Oh, no. 9? Imagine he just stays upright with this dwarf.
It's like it's like a cat or something on your face.
If I've learned anything from smaller people trying to tackle me jiu-jitsu, you're like, hang on for a second. Yeah. Oh. This is so kind of funny.
You sort of, you time your attack not quite correctly. As he turns to face, see Sorogol come up and say, "Stir!" He turns his back to you and you just go,
and bounce off.
Yeah. Just go, "Ugh, ah." You're not prone. you just. Okay. Over to the bound and gagged one. Can wiggle. You can move 5 feet if you like.
Do I see a direction of my things?
No, not from where you are. You kind of like.
I think like, so, I mean, it's a clearing, right? So I think I'm kind of just trying to head towards the bush to just be like, I just want to get away. Like,
okay. Yeah. You managed to roll half your movement. In any direction you like.
So
like,
just go straight that way. Like, yeah. Straight away.
Were you running away from the people saving you?
I'm just getting out. I don't know.
Like roly-poly style.
I'm not running away from the saving people. I'm running away from the blood-covered maniac.
Yeah, exactly.
The face-stealing cycle.
I'm going to take his face.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat that?
It would have been so good if you were close enough to catch it.
Useless just runs up to the guy whose like leg is bleeding out and just starts lapping up the blood like a cat.
Okay. Crossbow bolts from the bushes.
Don't kill him.
He's asleep.
He's asleep.
Right. Go to sleep.
He's asleep.
Okay. So yeah, crossbow comes out from the bushes to the one that you're all surrounding.
Yes.
Lodges in his side.
What?
Still not down.
He's a tough one.
Stop.
And then Durbin. 5, 10, leave one, 15. Leave one.
You're attacked by some of these dwarves.
Can you move him in?
What? Is that this one?
No.
It's the one on the ground.
Over here?
Yep.
Like all the way?
Yep.
You're filthy bastard.
Where is the hatchet? He's got.
Dead?
You don't.
I would know.
No, you I don't.
I would
know. You would if you turned around and looked, but you're kind of in the middle of something. Yeah. So. There you go. He disengages and runs.
Ooh, he's going to have to disengage twice.
Just once. So he makes a full retreat towards
only 30 feet.
That's
fucked.
Hope it's useless.
Take my harpoon. I'm going to get a little closer. Get a little closer, Key. Yeah. 20? 25.
Yeah, you push through into the foliage and past the trees as you seem doing his best to peel off into the shrubbery.
And I'm going to chuck my harpoon at him.
All right. That's where you go.
Well, potentially into him, yeah.
Okay.
Give me them harpoon.
I need something to live.
I know.
But what? I'll finish him off. Just get out of the way.
Run device. 12, I think. No, it's 12.
12. Okay. Unfortunately, it hurls over his shoulder and sticks into a tree. Just
bring that back.
It?
No, it's a harpoon, so I can just pull it back in. No, I'm fucking.
Sorry,
didn't trip.
Okay.
Yep, I'm just going to run up to him and slide tackle him.
How far is that? Can you do that?
Yeah, he's not faster than I am.
Yeah, okay.
So bonus action to trip him.
Okay.
So make an athletics or strength check, and I got an 18. No, sorry, 20.
Absolutely successful.
Okay, boom, trip him under his feet.
Yep.
Stand over him, and I'm just going to make the same thing, didn't butt end of his sword.
I didn't.
For 13.
Advantage.
Oh.
Even better. 21.
Yeah, 21. Yep. So, yep. In one swift motion on his way down.
Takes a little.
He's still in the air.
Yeah.
He's blind.
He is no longer.
I'm just asleep.
Ball.
Get to sleep.
One to tell the tale.
Seeing that situation is handled, still feeling a bit sort of dejected, and pick up my battle axe from the ground, and I'm going to start to make my way over to the tiefling.
Okay.
That's the end of combat, right?
Except for the chopping that ensues.
Oh, from Durabin.
We had just assumed that he was dead.
Who continues to hatchet the guts.
Right.
Just chop him up like fire, will you? You bloody fuss and die.
Yeah. As I kind of stand up, and this guy's unconscious now, I look over the guy who's unconscious before, and I see this dwarf, like, chopping him into sections. I must be like, it's a brave warrior who murders a prostrate opponent.
Oh. He turns to you and he's coming like,
you don't fucking know anything.
Say it again.
Some of my family got butchered by these bastards. Fuck you.
And he turns around and buries his axe in this poor humanoid's face and leaves it there. His hand axe just goes, shaw. Oh, you throw it into the dirt.
Like a screwdriver into the dirt.
I'll turn to Lizman. I'll say, Gothdar, do me a favor and bind this man and don't let him be murdered by this.
Could you repeat that?
Dwarf. Bind him.
Oh, bind.
I'm sure he said bang.
I'm sure he said bang.
You said bang.
Bang. Real.
I'm sure he said bang him. This is a strange custom that I'm not used to, but okay.
The fucking action was really on there.
Every opportunity for a banging action.
Okay, I'm going to see if the guy with his leg cut off could live.
Ah, he's dead.
Oh. I'm going to...
Yeah?
He bled out quick.
What about the guy with no faith?
Oh, he just died straight away.
Damn. Okay.
It was not just his face. It was the whole... I'm going to bend down to the tiefling doing the worm and just... It's all right. It's okay. Can I untie you? Will you let me untie you?
She's just like fully shaking, but it's just like...
It's all right. We're not going to hurt. We actually came here to save you. I know it's a lot. I'm sorry. I'm just going to take your gag off. It's all right. Is that better? It's all right. We're from Bitterton. We're just...
I imagine that I'd come up to her eventually and just like real close. Be like,
You want to hurt?
Is it not very
bad?
It's all right. I'm just going to untie your hands.
Where's the advice?
So it sort of rallies around. You're like standing back and Ocho do the comforting words.
Yeah. I look at Sorogar because if he tries to approach, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. So you look at Sorogar, he's standing over the guy with like a sword.
Just making sure everyone's dead. Should I give a bit of a thing about what she looked like?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, so as you're untying her, she is quite young. She is a tiefling, but she looks mostly human. She does have small horns, but she is sort of like a, you know, white-skinned, short blonde hair. You cannot see a tail or anything like that, but she does have rather like sharpish eyes. So mostly actually human looking, but unfortunately quite obviously has some small horns on her head. She's also dressed in sort of brown and greenish, almost robes, like sort of longish high neck off and all that, and a big brown cape over her, and haven't found stuff yet. So yeah, that's her. And very terrified, very shaking, clearly very not the things that have just occurred. Oh, and beaten up.
Yeah, kind of sporting some pretty gnarly bruises.
Yeah. Look, we've got a healer with us. Do you need some attending to? My name's Ocho, what's your name?
Evie.
Evie, well, it's nice to meet you, Evie. I promise you, we're not here to hurt you.
How about
back up for a bit?
Which healer were you pointing at? Okay, good. Because, like, I'll come up and, like, in one hand I'm, like, holding, you know, a bloody spear, and in the other hand I've got some dude's face and I'm just chewing on it with jerky.
An eyeball as you pour on it. It's silently screams.
Are you actually chewing someone?
Yeah, why not?
Just picturing, like, you know, the Skeksis dinner scene from the Dark Crystal. Like, that's what's
the man.
He's like, as you
pour on
it, he's like silently screaming.
About half. Okay. Yeah.
Waiting for that little morsel of burst eyeball to
the juicy
pop in your mouth.
Yeah.
Just when it is still warm.
So I'm going to put my... Sorry, this is I'm just going to put my hand up to Sorry and be like, how about you just go and check everything else? Just back up for a bit.
I will deal with the prisoner.
Picks up the guy. He's in my net.
She's quite hurt. Do you think you could help out?
Maybe. Yes.
Put the face down. Stop it. In the face.
Okay.
Telling him, put the face. Stop it. Put the face down.
Yes. Just throw it into a shrub.
Frisbees it to that other dwarf. Hold this.
My book. Stuff. My stuff. A book. All right. I'll just start looking around kind of frantically.
Yeah. You guys kind of disperse a little bit and have a look around to see if you can see.
As she's like wandering around, I'm going to be like kind of following her, shaking my spear and doing weird little chants and stuff like that, and cast a heal on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which will require a save.
You can heal 9, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oof. Take it up. So, meets it, beats it for this save?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you feel the healing magics of the weave course over your body and start to knit some of your wounds and... Yeah,
this will suffice for now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. This is useless.
I am the space between the stars and the moon.
Okay.
That's what his name is. But he's not saying he physically is the space between the
stars. You may call me useless.
If that's what you'd like. Sure.
You do see a pile of equipment and things that are bundled up and... You manage to frantically unbundle the clothes and refuse us there and find your things.
Yeah. So she'll kind of run over, be really grateful, start putting her stuff on. I guess things of note for other people to see would be throwing on like her little like shoulder pad thing that has like a big serpent on it. There's a big light and that also has like kind of a serpent-y type thing on it. And then her most prized possession, she also has a brown book. Just like clinging to it. It's her most precious item.
If it's all right, if you don't mind my asking, why were you there prisoner? Was it because you can do magic?
I was just on my way north, and they just. I don't know, they didn't like me, they didn't like that I had horns, and they kept saying really mean things to me. And I don't really know.
In the back of you, wake up or I'm gonna fucking kill you.
It's alright. Look, I don't know if you're familiar with the folks who took you, but they are very anti-magic, so that's why they might have taken you. So they're not good people, we've come across them before, they're really, really bad, as you probably already experienced. So I'm sorry if this, what we did, seems quite confronting to you. It was just more, there's only sort of one way to deal with them. So.
Violence begets violence.
I suppose. I am grateful for your help anyway.
Look, we're not far from town, from Bitterton. I don't know if you've been there, but...
No, I haven't, but it's where I'm trying to get to.
Well, we're headed back there now, so you're quite welcome to stay with us. Or...
Thank you, I think, yes.
Durbin goes about pilfering through the bodies and kicking them and looking for whatever he can find, which isn't much, beyond their tabards and their equipment and their travelling accoutrements.
Accoutrements?
Quite a large cache of supplies, as if they were potentially planning on setting up here for some time.
Interesting.
I think so. Evie also, like, I assume we start. Are we walking back or not? Just
not so much yet.
Okay,
you see Sorogart walk up behind you two guys as you're kind of situating yourselves at the other side of the cart. Mm. You're over there healing them, and he's got this bound prisoner by his pants in his collar, and he literally just boom tosses him into the cart, clang, and he hits his head on the other side. Closes the door. Clink. Let's bring him back with his supplies to town.
I was just going to carry him in my net.
Need a way to get these supplies back. This is the town could benefit more than the wilderness of having these things rot here.
The town could use this blancmange.
It is substantial.
Blancmange for everyone.
Am I saying that right? Blancmange.
I like the French accent.
Yeah.
Blancmange.
When did Eustace become French?
I like that he's literally just hearing things and repeating them. Like, the idea of him just being like, that's what they called it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, are there horses to pull the
No.
car? Yeah.
He was specific like, about that. Gonna...
So, Evie...
We could all struggle with it.
When the others around you inquire as to why there is no beast of burden to pull the cart, you recount to them that there was a leader of some description.
Yes.
Who took horse.
I know you told me who that is, but does Evie know who... Like, did she hear names or anything like
that? Yeah, she would have heard the name.
Okay. So, yeah, so she tries to explain to you guys pretty much, you know, what happened. She was traveling. She was grabbed. They were very, I guess, racist about the fact that she is a tiefling. They were very unhappy with that. And one of the things she noticed is that they were being led by someone... Is it Fintan? His name was Fintan. And he's... very cruel, and
we've come across him before. I'm quite familiar with him.
I don't think I've ever met someone since.
Who is he?
He was the dude I was telling you about who were murdering people in front of us for no reason, trying to entice us to come out of the tower.
He executed innocence.
I think she like half goes to say, she's like, I've never met someone so scary. And she looks at Zorg, looking kind of changes her mind, and is like, so scary. He was scary.
I'm also still covered in blood all over my face.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks around, it's kind of like, well,
in a lower voice.
Fear not the darkness that lurks within the swamp, for it is but a reflection of the light that dwells within.
It's actually quite comforting. Thank you.
Embrace the shadow within yourself, for it holds the keys to unlocking your true potential.
Thank you. Just did not know how to respond.
That was quite comforting. Now it's too much.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like... just something you probably notice is like, as she's like gripping her book, she's kind of like just muttering prayer and she'll just like heal herself the extra.
Okay, so yeah, you managed to... pile of the cache of supplies into the cart and pin it shut, and then the two dwarves take one side each with the help of Useless and Sorogark. You manage to
mush
making it off down the track towards back towards Bitterson.
So as we're walking along, like pushing, I imagine that Ocho and I are leading the front, kind of pulling. And I lean over and go, you still lead with your left. You need to brace your feet out more. Deep breath as you exhale, as you strike. Lead from the center.
Right. And I'm just really not going to reply to that. Like, I'm just a bit sort of, like, half sheepish, half pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, passive aggressive about it. Just like, yeah, right.
Stop telling me what to do, Dad.
My real dad.
You don't get me.
I'm so complex.
I need some time to brood.
You start making your way down the Neverglow Road back towards Bitterson, and that's where we're going to wrap it up for the session.
Woo!
Hooray!
Keep it.